You're listening to SBS News.
20 months after the first cases of COVID-19 were reported here in China, we stood on a street and asked people one question. Where do you think it originated?
I think it definitely comes from the US, because it was them who brought it here. I just know it.
This wasn't a scientific survey. This was a handful of random people on a street here in Shanghai. But these random views do give you an insight into the apparent effectiveness of a years-long propaganda campaign led by state media here, which claims the virus didn't start in this country. It's a campaign that began soon after the outbreak. It's a campaign that's become a deluge in the last month.
So, 后面新闻放出来是说是在中国武汉。
I first learned there was some in the US, but then the news came out saying it's China, in Wuhan, the wet market in Wuhan. About the US stuff, well, that was before the COVID-19 outbreak.
2019, some experts raised concerns over a mysterious respiratory illness outbreak in the US state of Virginia.
This is just one of the videos that have been pumped out on social media. This one is from the government-controlled international channel, CGTN.
The government shut down this research base 1 month later due to concerns about the facility's decontamination procedures.
Hannah Bailey is a researcher from Oxford University. She analyzes this content.
I would class this campaign as a deflective campaign, as a speculative campaign. It's trying to sow a counter narrative.
If there ever is the need for the US or the desire for the US to develop a bioweapon.
We saw this time last year, they were trying to say that it originated in Italy, trying to spread various rumors that it originated in anywhere other than China, because the narrative that the virus originated in China was very unpopular with its domestic population, particularly at the start of the pandemic, where there was quite a lot of backlash among the domestic population towards China's initial handling of the virus.
The volume of material has increased dramatically in the last month, as the US intelligence agencies prepared to submit a new assessment on the origins of COVID-19 to President Biden. And much of it has been obsessed with one thing.
Pick one. If I was told 100% this came from a laboratory, I would say it came from Fort Detrick.
The claim that a military base in Maryland, in the US, home to part of America's biological defense program, is where COVID could have originated.
Some have linked it to the U.S. Army base known as Fort Detrick, an hour's drive from the affected communities.
There's even been a Chinese state-sanctioned rap.
Because nobody knows it better than me. Fort Detrick, was it off limits? Nazi doctors.
Now, there is no credible evidence to support this. There were no reports of an outbreak or clusters of a serious new respiratory illness anywhere in the world before Wuhan. But China's diplomats are pushing it too.
Why hasn't yet the United States invited the WHO to visit Fort Detrick?
Distraction, disinformation, dilution. The researcher Hannah Bailey from Oxford thinks ultimately this is about one thing.
So there's been speculation that these narratives are not so much to convince international audiences to sympathize with the Chinese Communist Party, but rather to solidify its legitimacy among domestic audiences and do that by heightening nationalist sentiment among this audience.
China's government and the ruling Communist Party is not in the business of looking back. It reached its official verdict on the fight against COVID-19 more than a year ago. A 102-page report started by saying President Xi Jinping had pointed the way forward in fighting the outbreak, and that had bolstered the Chinese people's confidence and rallied their strength.